The Bird Show.
All right, it is day three of the Karma Cleanse with Beth. Ooh. All right, day one. Well, the premise here is that there are bad things happening to Beth right now in her life. Really bad things. And she kind of feels like she's earned it from the universe because she's done so many bad things to people. The very first day, she told us that she had, what was it, the first day?
She lost Mr. Pickles.
That's right.
Her college roommate's beloved cat.
That's right. And that ended up like being a cluster because they blamed it on the roommate's boyfriend, right?
Uh-huh. She basically was like, yeah, your boyfriend came over and got a laptop and, oh, Mr. Pickles must have escaped. Well, he came to get the laptop and definitely not the massive party I had that Friday night.
All right. Day two, Mo, was the Birkin bag.
It was the Birkin bag. She was jealous that her friend had a quote unquote friend had a Birkin bag and she quote unquote accidentally, oops, spilled some coffee all inside the bag and damaged it.
Yeah, it was her Nepo baby coworker. She was like, I can't believe that she just gets all of this handed to her. And she's looking at that bag like, ooh, that is a representation of everything I hate in life. And then, yeah, she spilled the coffee.
I feel it was obvious yesterday that the Birkin bag for you guys was more offensive than the lost cat.
It wasn't. That was...
It was
close. They're neck and neck.
You are lying. All right, so Beth is back today, and not only is she sort of writing these emails or these letters and sharing them online, but she has promised us after the show today, she is sending all of these emails to the people that she offended. We have found their emails for her. Hey, Beth.
Hey, hi.
Hi. Okay, so as we've gone through the process this week, are you feeling better about yourself by cleansing or are you feeling worse about it by reliving it all?
Both. I don't know. It's it is a relief to get this off my chest, but then, you know, I get constant reminders of it because the letters are going to go out over the weekend and I'm freaking out.
Yeah, couldn't you have done this in therapy? Like just doing it publicly, because that's where you do that stuff. If you're getting it out in therapy, then you're really getting your money's worth when you're just saying the ugliest stuff you've done.
Do you think a therapist would ever recommend doing something like this?
No, not a good one.
I doubt it.
The radio
you might want another one.
Or apologies, because I think the apologies for sure.
Sure. All right, so Beth, the first two, Birkin bag, we got ourselves a lost cat. Today, we're dealing with infidelity.
Yeah. So my ex-boyfriend Dylan, I sort of cheated on him. I mean, I definitely did, but it didn't go all the way.
Okay,
that makes it better.
Okay,
sort of.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was over 5 years ago. I feel like it's honestly what cursed my dating life. So, Dylan, I had this older brother, Austin, and I always told him that I hated the guy. I thought he was like arrogant and rude and just kind of a jerk. But the reality is, I guess I didn't hate him, but there was a lot of passion there. So one night, Dylan's out of town. He went to a bachelor party or something, and Austin and I, like, accidentally made out.
Accidentally.
I hate when that happens.
Oops, uh-oh. My lips are on your lips. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my goodness. Oops, is that your tongue? Oops.
I mean, like, it wasn't like we planned a date or anything. It just sort of...
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a cop-out to say it just sort of happened, but it did just sort of happen. And then,
well, hold on a second. In the interest of a cleanse here, let's not make excuses for yourself. This wasn't an accident. I mean, you made bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did in the moment, but isn't there a difference in the law between like premeditation and not?
You mean a difference between first degree murder and second degree murder?
So manslaughter versus intentional?
It's right. A second degree tongue kiss.
Yeah, it was second degree infidelity at first.
Cheating is cheating. So if we're going to do this, let's not BS yourself. Okay, so let's continue
not
on.
Capital cheating.
Okay, well, I mean, the first time, I guess it was lowercase C, but then the next weekend, it happened again just to be sure the chemistry was real.
Mm. Okay. You double checked your work.
You're thorough.
I want to make sure everyone understands, like, we did not, like, do it. Like, we didn't hook up. We just, you know, yeah. other things happened.
It's still...
But it was, like, it was intense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. There are some acts that are more intimate. I'm not going to ask you what it is, but guilty is guilty.
This is true.
Okay, go ahead.
So... I ended up breaking up with Dylan like about a month after, but I never told him why.
And now you want to tell him why and apologize as all part of your karma cleanse.
Yeah, I feel like this in a way, because I was closer to him maybe, is the biggest deal one.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling a little ornery today because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. So this really is for you and not for him, because you know this is, he don't need to know this.
Yeah.
I would not want to know
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he don't need to know this at all. It's only going to hurt more if you do this. I'm just setting the record straight.
Yeah, let the man live, because it's not like it's a guy that he'll never see again. Like, yeah. this is his brother. I mean, they're going to share Thanksgiving dinner together, look each other in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You sure you want to do this?
I mean, is it selfish? I really need this.
It's a bit selfish. If we're being honest. Well,
I mean, all of this is, because you said this is a karma cleanse, because your life has sucked lately and you want your life to get better. So it's not really about giving people the honesty an apology they need and deserve. It's about righting your wrongs so you can have a better life. But hey, two things can be true at the same time. You can want a karma cleanse, and you can also want to like come clean and be honest with people. But in this particular instance, I don't know how this is going to benefit him in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, this might be more bad karma.
Let's hear the letter, and then we can decide if you should even send it out with the other ones, okay?
Okay. Wow. I really wasn't expecting this kind of pushback, but
yeah. Look, at the end of the day, this is your life. If this is what you want to do, yeah. I just think when you call us up, you're asking like, "Hey, Bertrand, no, even though I don't yeah. know you, act like you're my best friends," mm-hmm. and this is what the advice we would give you.
No. I mean that is what I wanted, but I didn't. It wasn't what I expected. Okay. Anyways, I'll just read it. So, dear Dylan. This is a letter I've thought about writing more times than I can count. It's been over 5 years, and even though we've both moved on in life, there's something I've never said out loud. Well, I guess now I have. And I need to. I owe you the truth. When we were together, I always made it seem like I couldn't stand your brother, Austin. And I'd roll my eyes when he was around and call him arrogant and act like he annoyed me. But the truth is, I didn't hate him, not even close. While you were out of town for that bachelor party, he and I ran into each other and we had a drink and we talked more than we ever had and we kissed. It should have stopped there, but it didn't. The next weekend, it happened again. And a few weeks later, I broke up with you, gave you vague reasons, said it wasn't working. I didn't tell you what really happened. I didn't own up to how badly I had disrespected you or our relationship. Looking back, I realized how deeply unfair and cowardly that was. You were kind to me, good to me, and you didn't deserve that kind of betrayal. Especially from two people who should have had your back. I chose dishonesty over discomfort, and I regret it every single time I think about it. You may not care anymore. Maybe you figured it out a long time ago, but I still needed to say it. Not to unburden myself, but because it was wrong and you deserved better. I'm sorry, Dylan, for the dishonesty, the disrespect, and for never giving you the full truth until now. Wishing you peace and happiness.
Thanks for the ticket. Wishing you peace and happiness. Just the facts again here. How long ago was this relationship, and how long were you guys going out with each other?
Well, the breakup was 5 years ago. We were together just under 2 years.
Okay, so it was a serious relationship.
Oof. Yeah.
All right, so Mo, if you get this letter, a letter like this 5 years later, are you like, oh man, it was 5 years ago, it's fine? Or are you like, dang, I didn't need to know that?
Probably both. Yeah. I would feel like, you know, at this point, What does it really matter? It's irrelevant. You know, we're done. We're not going to get back to where we were, and it's been over. If anything, it just makes me rehash a moment in life that I've tried to put behind me and probably never want to think about again. So I would feel like, why are you even sending this now?
Mm-hmm. Abby, send it or not send it.
I think the end of the letter kind of turned me around on it, because when we were first going through the letter, like the first half of it, I was like, this really is just bringing up old dirt that we don't need to. But I do think the apology is really sincere, and it does sound like it's coming from a good place. So if you guys were together for 2 years and you had a good relationship, I feel like, you know, I can't say it's going to go over perfectly, but it does seem like it's coming from a sincere place, and I hope that's where it will land with him.
I'm just worried you're going to do irreparable damage with him and his brother.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. 1,000.
If he doesn't know. I mean, we're making like assumptions here. Maybe his brother came clean years ago and you have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Or maybe his brother is just a D-bag and he deserves to know that.
It's layered.
It's very layered.
Look, at the end of the day here, Beth, this is your decision. It's what you wanted to do. So let's do this. You're going to send the other two out. You don't need to make a decision right now on this one, but let's hit you back on Monday, because we're sending those two out, or you'll talk to Tommy and you'll let him know if you want to send this one out or not. And then we'll all find out on Monday, okay?
That sounds like a good plan.
Okay, we're good?
Mm-hmm. Think so?
Kind of.
Okay. We're fine. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday, Beth.
I really appreciate everything. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. I'm trying to think. I'm asking myself the same question I just asked Mo. Like, would I want to get a letter like that 5 years later? And I think I would.
Yes?
I think I would. Just because it probably wouldn't have made sense to me at the time. Mm-hmm. And it's probably been back in my head and my heart. And I'm like, now it makes sense. I think I would want that kind of closure.
I could see that. I mean, if you were truly in love with her, like if it was someone you deeply were involved with and you just kind of got, you know, the relationship is over. You really have no idea why. I could see how that would help.
Yeah. On the other hand, I really do like pain.
The Burt Show.